This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Know Your Company. Got 25 to 75 people in your company? Check out knowyourcompany.com, software that helps companies like Airbnb know their company better.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen. And remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
A great number of our stories and legends here in Heart Life treat on interrogators, no doubt due to that profession's popularity. What young Policy didn't want to grow up to be a professional interrogator? As a young boy, I used to play Who Do You Work For with my best friend, Jesselyn Griggs. She never did get that eye fixed. As we learned that day, interrogation is a subtle art, a delicate and powerful dance of personalities. However, should an interrogator be faced with a particularly obdurate subject, more stringent techniques may be required. As we rejoin Charlie Wynn and Dora Thoreau Roosevelt in the entryway of the Dr. Montgomery Morrow Museum and Memorial House, a soldier ant is attempting to use those enhanced interrogation techniques on the door.
Dora, something occurs to me. You're a very powerful woman. You're strong enough to hold this stuff against the door yourself.
That is very kind of you to say, Mr. Wynn.
I'm not sure much is gained through our synergy here. It would be more conducive to joint safety if I retreated to the back wall and claimed a firearm. It covered you from there.
Oh, I see. You are not complimenting me. You are attempting to conceal your cowardice. Or are you verbally asserting dominance?
No, neither of those. Just looking out for you and me both.
Is this because I have not yet fought you? Once the carnivorous mold repents these ant, Mr. Wynn, I will happily bite your face and throat until you recognize me as your superior.
Open the door.
What?
You heard the woman, Wynn. Open that door and stand back. Heavy ordnance coming through!
But the ants want to come through the door!
Let them try.
Oh, okay.
You're not... Dora, you're not listening to me. Are you seriously dismantling our barricade?
I would rather not be skewered, so yes.
Skewered?
Ready, Doctor?
Ready?
Look out!
Open fire!
Victory!
I enjoyed that more than I expected to!
A Gauss cannon will do that to you. I find that shooting a 1 kilogram rod of tungsten into anything usually puts a smile on my face. Dora? Any further sign of encroachment?
All clear.
Great. Here, Charlie, take this.
A spray bottle.
Yes.
Full of pooge plow?
Oh, the label's upside down, you fool. It's mold food.
I refuse to endanger my life to feed some stupid mold.
What? In the head?
Did you hear that, Charlie? In the other room, Snidge is explaining to Elizabeth why you had him shot.
He is?
If you folks will excuse me, I have a conference call with some mold.
Shot in the face.
Hello, dear.
Shot in the face, and you didn't tell me. Either of you. You just let me blather on, pilot a ship into the dirt, and snuggle in the wreckage, and you didn't tell me that Andrew got shot in the face!
What could you have done if you knew? I made sure he was safe. Emily took care of him.
That isn't the point, Herbert. That burden should have been mine to bear, too.
I maintain that I was in the right.
This just goes back to your fundamental lack of empathy, Herbert. How could you not understand that I would have wanted to know, along with you, that Andrew had been hurt? I had to know what happened to my kids.
Because that's what it means to love someone.
I love you!
Good! I love you also!
I'm glad we put that out there.
Yeah.
Okay, the pooge is plowed.
You.
Oh, shit.
Win. If you ever lay so much as a finger on my son again, I will reach down your throat, rip out your lungs, and make you wear them as a necktie.
Wouldn't you know it, I've got more than enough neckties, but thank you.
If we didn't need every person and mole person right now, I'd do it for fun. I've got eyes in the back of my head, Charlie Wynn.
Yeah!
Eyes in the back of my head.
Emily, did Morrow work out all the kinks of sentry mode on this thing?
Well, either he did, or it fails and we die.
That's the spirit!
I'm going to see if I can get anything out of the Queen in the anterior lab. You coming?
I'll be along in a minute. First, I'm going to set up the gun. Outside. With Charlie.
Hello, Queen of the Ants. Time to take some readings. How does that sound? Well, it'll only take a minute. Chitin salinity, unchanged. Oh, your cuticle has hardened up nicely. Your legs should take your weight again, which is good for you. Mucosal viscosity, 2355 centipoise. Pheromone output is, let's see, remaining steadily at danger, please assist. Nothing. Nothing new, nothing helpful. What is your deal? Right, the cordyceps translation mesh is off. Have you got anything to say that is not...
The waters are coming.
That? I am losing my patience with you.
The waters are coming.
I'm here! What did I miss?
Oh, we've been having a scintillating conversation. Can you tell me how to make the ants stop attacking human beings?
The waters are coming.
This is futile. We should just punt her into the tunnel and let the ants have her again. Maybe that's what they want.
Allow me, Emily. Your Majesty, I prostrate myself before your mighty thorax. Now, what do you mean, the waters are coming? Would you like some water? I'll get you some water if that's what you want.
The waters are coming.
Are we entirely certain that she is capable of other speech? What is your name?
The waters are coming.
Do you like soup?
The waters are coming.
Do you know anything about Catherine Sullivan?
The waters are coming.
If you can say something other than the waters are coming, then say nothing. So you choose not to.
Fascinating.
The waters are coming.
Maybe she just doesn't trust humans.
Send in the moles!
Hello? Ms. Ant Queen?
We're mole people. I'm Clay.
I'm Sandy.
You equal aphids.
Yes, sure. We are aphids.
You equal aphids. You serve humans. You equal slaves.
That's a lie. Mole people are people too.
The waters are coming.
I think she doesn't like people, Sandy.
Oh. Then we're not people.
The waters are coming.
Too little too late?
Afraid so, Sandy.
She's so helpless and alone. Let me just whack her with a bat.
Simon, that is not an option.
Just like one time. Oh, come on, Emerson.
Hush. I will attempt to speak to the Queen in her native tongue.
The waters are coming.
Emerson, let's try your language.
Welp, I'm gonna go woken proof the brain tanks.
Oh.
I just want to see her.
Simon said she was really, really spooky.
Ah, come on. We've seen thousands of ants. How spooky can this one be?
The waters are coming.
Can I put you down now?
Nope. Is this a bad time?
The waters are coming.
Shut up! I want to talk to you. How would you like to be set free?
I would like. Large like.
So the moles were right. You do talk.
Learning. Cannot make thoughts with mouth. Not yet.
That's great! I'm very proud. Look, I can see now that you've been cruelly mistreated. I'm so sorry I didn't come to my senses sooner.
You equal lowest caste worker.
Quite the opposite. I outrank all these little cretins.
The worker whose head separates from her thorax. Her smell is of anger toward you. The drone who does not bleed. His smell is of anger toward you.
Quite a nose you've got, apparently.
The
Yes, the sword cane. That's Snitch.
His smell is of anger toward you.
I liked him better when he had someone else's brain. Are you quite finished cataloging the policies that don't like me?
Free me.
Yes, sure. On one condition, you grant me safe passage outside and back to the tower. Make sure your fellow ants don't attack me, and in exchange, I disconnect the mushroom hat. I cut the zip ties, I unplug the Gauss cannon, and you can do whatever you want to this place and the people in it.
We both seek higher ground.
Fine, don't kill them, I don't care, but you don't walk unless I walk too. I want to pass safely through the ants. Understood? What are you doing? What was that?
Until you clean yourself.
Diplomatic immunity. Love it. Let's get you free. I'm not going to cut you. It's for the zip ties. Founders! Bite my frigging head off, why don't you? Don't. Don't actually do that. And there you go. Free. I'll get that, Your Majesty. Moro should be asleep. Simon is stirring the brains. Elizabeth, I'm very certain, slipped off her body about 10 minutes ago, so let's be very obscenely, extraordinarily quiet.
Alert! Alert! The Queen is loose! The Queen is loose!
Moro, you stupid pickle!
Queen?
Hey, Emily. Two pieces of constructive criticism. Number one, I never read your air filtration paper. And number two, I never fed the mold.
That's not constructive. And the second one's not even critical.
Addendum number three, go fuck yourself.
How could you do this, Wynn? You'll kill us all.
Yep. Toodles! Tower Annex, here I come. Goodbye, suckers!
This doesn't look good, Dr. Caligari.
You think?
Dear policies, though you may cling to your audiboxes begging why, noble and silken-voiced storyteller, why must it be this way? Remember that your audioboxes are one-way devices and I cannot hear you. Only Street Safe can hear you, and their microphones are not in your audioboxes. That is where an amateurish police department would put them, frankly. Founders, that's zesty. Where was I? Right, I cannot hear you, just as Miss Wilkins, Caligari, and Elizabeth cannot hear me or my counsel, or else they would have respected Project Manager Wynn and the authority he bears as a representative of our board of directors. Perhaps they'll reactivate the Gauss cannon in time and fend off another wave of ants. Perhaps they'll be mauled into a formic pulp. Place your bets, policies. We'll see how the dice roll as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal policies, thank you for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to head over to our iTunes page and leave a rating and review. Your reviews help us continue to spread the good word about the HeartLife Corporation. If you'd like to support the creation of Our Fair City, you can also head over to OurFairCity.com and click the donate link on the top banner. If you want to help ensure that we can keep making audio drama long into the frozen, icy future, consider signing up for a recurring monthly donation. Thank you so much for your continued support of our work, and, as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.